This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And as we continue with this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, are the Ashara Mubashara mentioned in the Qur'an Kareem?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the Quran Sharif has not mentioned any Sahabi's name besides one, Zayd bin Haritha. And remember that he was married to Zainab bint Jahsh. And then what had happened? That Almighty Allah wanted to show that this adoption style which we have nowadays, the Western style, I, myself, my wife, we don't have children, we go and adopt a baby boy and we call him Zaid Hussein or a baby girl, Zainab Hussein, totally haram. Chapter 33, verse 5, Ud'uhum li'aba'im wa aqsatu indallah, call them by the biological father's name. So now the people used to call him Zaid bin Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we say. So now they have to call him Zaid bin Haritha. So his name and connection to Almighty, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was cut off. But he did everything that Almighty Allah told him to do and commanded him to do. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded him to do. So Almighty Allah elevated his name so much. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَتَرَى. Then, and she, Zainab bint Jahsh, she did everything also. So Almighty Allah elevated both of them. O Zaid, radiallahu anhu wa'adha, your connection, direct connection to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is cut off. Now you Zaid bin Haritha, no more Zaid bin Muhammad, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't worry, Allah Ta'ala mentioned his name. Surah number 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 37. You Sayyidah Zainab bint Jahsh, you are a paragon of beauty, and you married this person here, who you knew was not compatible. But you say, my Allah said so, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said so, so I'll do it. And it ended up in divorce. After the iddat, Allah is elevating Sayyidah Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu anha. Zawajnakaha. We perform your nikah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Sayyidah Zainab. Her name is not mentioned, but the pronoun is mentioned. So only Zaid's name is mentioned, remember that. Even Sayyidah Bakr Siddiq's name is not mentioned, his title is mentioned. Chapter 9, verse 40, Thaniya's name. All the Sahaba are referred to in various verses. Chapter 57, verse 10. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. For all the Sahaba and the male, female, adult and children, who's a Sahabi who met or saw Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of Iman and Islam and passed away with Iman and Islam. So where's Ashara Mubashara mentioned? Mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. And if you were in Medina Munawwara with me now and I was there, I should show you the exact spot. When we had the Ottoman Empire, Khilafat Uthmaniyya, they ruled this Ummah for 640 years. How long? 640 years. Not cities and countries. They were ruling continents, you must remember that. But these Arabs sold them out, you must remember. Today is, what is the date today? Today is, you must remember, the 10th of November. So you must, the 10th of November 1938, Kemal Ataturk fracked and he died and dispatched to Jahannam. The land and the sand did not accept him. They just put him into a marble box and left him there, let him rot in hell, the harami. So you must know these things here. So after 640 years, so the Arabs sold the Ottoman Empire out and the Western powers, and that is Zionism and all that. Sultan Abdul Hamid, when these same Zionists came to him, they told him, we give you £1,000,000,000 to pay your debts, you are drowning. He said, never mind, give you a portion of Palestine. Even the sand and the dust of Palestine, I will not give you haramis. You can cut me up into pieces, but I'll never do that. His name shines forever. Sultan Abdul Hamid II. You should read about that, O Ummah. Nevertheless, you must remember, so all these things happened, you must remember, So now we speak of Ashara Mubashara. So the Ottoman Empire wouldn't write anything. They would just leave nishanis. When I went 74 for Umrah, my beloved parents came from here. 75 went for Hajj. I came from Karachi, all this Umrah Hajj. 76 also made Umrah coming home. So that it was easy. You just book Karachi, Jeddah, Jeddah, Nairobi, Nairobi, Joburg, like that. So cut long story short, so they do have 10 pillars, you see, small, small pillars. So the sheikhs that time, they should take us around and show us, this happened here, this happened. Jazamullah khair, they all passed away, majority of them. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith is sahih, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Usman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Sa'd fil Jannah, Sa'id fil Jannah, Zubair fil Jannah, Abdurrahman bin Auf fil Jannah. And then you have Ubaidah bin Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah fil Jannah, and Zubair and Talha radiallahu anh. So I counted 10 there, you see. So all 10, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they from Ashara Mubashara, given the glad tidings of Jannah in this world by the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. They in Rustenburg, Allah reward our brother there, Salim Hafiji. He's a big shot guy. He put masjid there, people say 80 million. I don't know if it's true or what, but anyway, I just the numbers I hear. So they say it cost him so much, you see, to put up masjid, Ashara Mubashara. So a lot of smart things there, 5 imams they got there. So for every salat, new imam, you see. So next time we go there, they open the masjid Friday. I say, me, I can't wait, man. Let's just go read namaz there Thursday. So when we went there, then these guys were there putting the carpets and all that. Allah reward my brother Suleiman Yaqub and Panjo uncle, you see, uncle Junalo, I Joseph and Panjo the Joseph na. Haji Yusuf Umar Isa, Uncle Brownie, you see, Damat Barakatuhum. So Allah Ta'ala reward them, you see. Then we went to read there. So Mohan Abdul Aziz Amot, his son-in-law, is the imam there. So I say, where you all read Salat? They say in the classroom. I say, yeah, start. You go in front, make imamat, we'll read there. So we read Salat there like that. Then Friday they started, mashallah. So that is Masjid Ashara Mubashara. I asked him, who gave this name? We say, one of the ulama in Rustenburg. I said, very good name. So it's not in the Quran Sharif, it's in the Sunnah Mubarakah. See.
What dua can one read to receive a good proposal in marriage?
Always read Surah 25, verse 74, whether you married 20, 30, 50 years or you married 5 days. I told you just now, people married for 3, 4, 5 hours, they're giving talaq, Allah forbid, shaitan got hold of them, you see. The same ayat we spoke about jadu and sihr and witchcraft. So, yufarriquna bihi bain al-mar'i wa zawji. Surah 2 verse 102, Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer's aim is to cause separation between husband and wife. So we must be very clear on this issue here. So always read, Rabbana, you want to get married? You read that. You're newly married? You read that. You're an old timer like us? You read it. Rabbana, hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, grant us our spouses and children the coolness of the eyes. Now I went to Heidelberg. So now thereby, Muhammad, you see my nephew, my brother's son, so he got 4 flowers. Other brother, I go there, so there I find 3 flowers. You see, his grandchildren, you see. Maulana Mahmood is there. Maulana Mahmood is very busy man, you see that? Yeah, 5, 6 years, he's 3 children already. So, mashallah, you see, there they got, what's the names there? So, Umayma, then Muhammad, then Ahmed, you see, Ahmed named after my brother like that. So, mashallah, so all the flowers are there. So, we're very happy, we go play with them and so forth and so. They bring qurrata ayun, coolness to your eyes, you see. So, that is the type of children you must have. Allah give everyone tawfiq ji.
Mufti Sahib, this person wants to become Hafiz and they want to know which is the first surah should they be learning?
First surah you must learn is Surah Yasin. Second surah you should be learning is Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, in the 25th Supara. Third chapter surah you should learn is Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, in the chapter 32, and that is 21st Supara. And then Surah Mulk, and that is Surah Tabarak Alladhi, chapter 67. So these are the 4 surahs you have to read Thursday night. Till now I read it when I'm here. When I'm traveling, then it's obvious I can't manage. But like last week I was here, so I read it. You see, this week we are here. This week where are we going? Haji Ahmad Abdi. So we're going to, inshallah, Masjid Khatib. And it's there, they say, where? Robertsham South or something like that. Inshallah, the pamphlet will come out tomorrow. I sent it to the graphics team today. So that's where we're going this week, inshallah. And next week, Wednesday, Freyheit, Masjid Abu Huraira. Thursday, next week, that is, inshallah, Zuhur time, then Hausa, Zahir is there. Freyheit is Hafiz Ali Katrada and his family, right? And then Thursday night, Hafiz Salim, you see, the Dokrat, and Hafiz Luqman. So I spoke to the Imam yesterday, Mona Zainul Abidin. So mashallah, Thursday night after Maghrib, Dandi. And then Friday, Jummah, Dandi, inshallah. Then we will come from there to Newcastle, the Darum Jalsa, and that is Saturday, Sunday. So inshallah, next week, that is now the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, we will be in Northern Natal, you see that. So in that way there, so when you're traveling also, so you must make sure that we read all our du'as and all these type of things there. And mashallah, Allah Ta'ala make easy wherever we are. Ji.
This question, Mufti Sahib, says, my wife has a question. Will her wudu break if she accidentally touches the haqqa hand when she gives him money?
When your wife touches you, the husband, skin to skin, you as a husband touch your wife, you say, darling, come here, let me give you a peck on the neck. How's that one? I'll give you a peck on the neck. Your wuzu is broken. According to Shafi'is, whether it be shahwatin or be ghairi shahwatin, whether it is lust and desire or not, you see. You just touch your finger, wuzu broken, you see. That is Shafi'is. Hanbalis and them say, Al-lamsu bi shahwa, you must touch with desire, lust and all that. Hanafi say, you touch your wife and all these kind of things, wife touch husband, wuzu don't break. And the Hanafi's mazhab, the dalil is very strong. So you, your wife had to pay the toll road. However, accidentally she touched the car guard. You see that? That guy collecting the toll or whatever, his finger. Finger to finger. You see that? So now wuzu will break according to Shafi'is. Remember that. Hanafis, no, it don't break. So you must be circumspect. And especially your husband, wife, very difficult that one is. Every time you touch, so go make wuzu. But the Shafi'i verdict there is but fihi nazarun. You must remember, they don't have any hadith for that. They use the Quranic verse. Ola mastumun fi nazarun means you can bring about objections on it. So ola mastumun nisa. So ola mastumun nisa, Shah Hanafi say it means husband-wife relationship. They say no, al-massu bil yad. You just touch with your hand, finish, your wuzu will break. But that skin and skin, if there's cloth in between and material in between fabric, then it won't break. So we must know that, yeah. So only Shafis are very strict on that.
Mufti Sahib, if a person finishes reading his Asr Salah at the Musalla, and thereafter he goes to a masjid where the first Salah is about to begin, must he join that first Salah or must he just sit and read Quran quietly in the corner?
If he performed his first Salat already, and then he goes to a masjid or wherever, and they reading Asr Salat, so then you can't join that Asr Salat according to the Hanafis, because why? After Asr Salat, there's no Nafil Salat there. But however, according to Shafi'is, Hanbalis, all of them, you join, there's no problem, because according to them, you can read Nafil Salat and so forth, if you've got the reason. And second one, if you say that you must Qadha Salat, you must Asr Salat last month, last year, 5 years ago, and now you join that Imam, you see, the Imam is reading Ada, but you're reading Qadha behind him, then it's permissible according to everybody. So it just depends what you want to do and so forth and so on.
Mufti Sahib, this person says, my son is about 18 years old. He wants to be a Christian. He has no problem eating pork, going to the church. Can I cut him off as my son? Will I be answerable? And he's also gay, Mufti Sahib.
Inna lillahi wa inna rajun. That's exactly what I'm telling you. You see, زَيَّنَ الْأُمُّ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. People are addicted to their phones. People are addicted to the movies. People are addicted to Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, and all the shaitanihood. So now they say, no, Allah forbid, he says he wants wine, he wants swine, he wants that. He say, I'll become Christian, he's gay, and so forth. Pakka murtad, out of the fold of Islam. Never mind you, the mother, father, the entire family, community must excommunicate him, boycott him, on said, next material at the dunni, we got nothing to do with you. No salah, though kalam, and if we lived in a true Islamic state and country, which we don't have actually today, so if we are really honest to ourselves, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, man baddala deenahu faqtuluh, we give him 3 days to make sincere tawbah and so forth, and he says no, then we gave him capital punishment, we hang him in public, shoot him in public, that is what we must do. So it must be a lesson for others that you don't do all this nonsense. Make few people a sample example, it will be a deterrent to the millions of people who will see it happening, and thousands of people, you see that. So that is our Islam, remember, we don't have to apologize to anybody, we are Muslims and this is our penal code and so forth. So, but we must look at it differently also. How come our son has become gay? How come our son has no problem eating wine and drinking wine and eating swine and all these things there? So it shows that we as the parents, we as the community, we also did not do our good job. Our parenting was not good. We just gave freedom. So that's what happens when you give unbridled freedom and so forth. Then when the problem occurs, now we wonder what is. Kick him out. Tell him it got nothing to do with you. Islam said Adam and Eve, and you harami, you want to make Adam and Steve business. You want to join the Shias. The Shias say you can go to your wife, backdoor business. Shias, haramis, everything they do upside down, you must remember that. So that's why such people are out of the fold of Islam, not permissible.
Mufti Sam, my children are writing examinations. I'm feeling very, very stressed about that. Please advise.
They writing exam and you stress, you do a jeep part here, you understand? So my father, mother, they say, they knew that this guy is not interested, you understood? That without studying we used to pass, you must remember that. And nowadays what you have to be stressed about? You get 33%, you must remember you pass and so forth and so on. So that I lost complete interest in school, you know, and these things here in the high school and that. So I say, waste of time for me, I better go study overseas and that. Primary school has to come out first, second, third, like that. What a waste of time, you see. That how many subjects we did, waste, it never helped me one day in my life. That Adrian van der Stel and this guy van der Stel, and what did it help you, all this nonsense. So you must choose subjects that will help you in life, you must remember that. But parents themselves, no, we must have the certificate. That matric certificate is not worth the paper which is written. Just now, break time, I was looking at my phone. They say, you guys in Marisburg, you got one big stadium there. People were invited, you must remember, to come for interview for jobs. They say thousands of people went there and the traffic was chaotic. They say South Africa is facing a real shortage of jobs and that people don't have work. And that is becoming a national crisis now and so forth. But we're going to host the G20 and do this and do that. Big talk. But yeah, it's South Africa, what? Half the youth got no job. So that is what happens, you must remember. So you must tell them, Beta, Betty, my son, my daughter, this matric exam, all that is small things. Worry about the bigger exam. Mar Rabbuk, Man Nabiyuk, Ma Deenuk. Tomorrow when you leave this world, these questions will be asked. Who is your sustainer, nourisher? Who is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is your religion? Did we ever teach our children that? فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. You mustn't leave this world except you have Islam. So today parents are not stressed if their children must salat and so forth. But they get stressed for that lousy certificate. So when the parents' values of life is totally upside down, then what you expect from the children and so forth? So if you ask me, the schools and that today, waste of time, you must remember. You must study via correspondence and you see, I studied at UNISA. So they asked me, what you want to do? I said, I'll do Arabic, I'll do Islamic studies and I'll do biblical studies and put the NDP. So that guy looked at me. You say, you don't want degree. I say, for me, I'm not interested in the degree. So they wrote a non-degree purpose. You see that? I'll do this here. So they do it. And it helped me in life, you see. So I see how they work and so forth. So what that degree is going to help you? Waste of time it is, you ask me. So remember, you must show your worth there through your actions and your deeds and so forth. So that is what is important.
Mufti Sahib, this person has a problem sleeping at night. They just cannot sleep, but as soon as it's time for Fajr, they can't sleep. Is there any dua to read that you can get sleep immediately after Isha?
Yeah, he can't sleep because he's sleeping Fajr time because the Shaitan is urinating in his ears. You must put your finger in your ear, you will feel the urine there. Harami Shaitan. Whole night you can't sleep. Fajr time you can sleep. And this type of things here. So you must remember hadith in Bukhari Sharif that is sign of munafiqeen. People sleeping Fajr time. Today I gave hadith there in the masjid. I give you now. So you must remember, see how beautiful Quran and Sunnah is. The hadith I gave, every day we go there now, Masjid Muhajirin Ansar. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Ya Allah, give barakah to this ummah in the early, early part of the morning. We must be awake, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, sleep early, wake up early. We should learn in school, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. They should drum it in our head, you know. So 8 o'clock has to sleep, 3 o'clock you wake up. You're becoming hafiz, you see like that. So mashallah, so you wake up for your time all that. Then what Quran says? Chapter 81, verse 18. 8118. Was subhi idha tanafas. Listen, O Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Radio Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. Was subhi idha tanafas. Allah is taking an oath the morning when it breathes. You see that? So after Fajr, we take a walk around and feed the birds, all that. You inhale that air and oxygen and whatever else you want to call it. And then you see when the munafiqeen and the kafirin wake up, then the whole world gets polluted. In the morning, Fajr time is pure, pure air. Quran is telling you, the miracle Ijazul Quran, chapter 81, verse 18. You can't wake up Fajr. So you must remember that you must sleep early. You must sleep with hudu. You must read the surahs, surah Fatiha. Read Ayatul Kursi. Read the four quls. And inshallah, you say, Ya Allah, wake me up. Never mind Fajr, wake me up tahajjud time. If you're sincere, Allah will wake you up. But you got shaitaniyat in you. You see that? Therefore, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to say, Fadri bi ras, give him hiding on his head. You see, give him a barama clap, a good smack on his head, not on his face. Why? Fa inna shaitan afi. The shaitan is right there in the head. So that is what is happening to you, brother. So don't fool yourself and all these things there. That shaitan has already got hold of you, and therefore every day you must sing Fajr Salat.
Is it true that if you have performed Umrah, thereafter Hajj becomes compulsory upon you?
There is no such thing. Today you need visa, and today you have got Nusuk, and the prices, MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. Easiest Hajj you can make, cheapest Hajj is 100,000, 150, 200,000. This whole Sahuk thing, and it started there with Shukri's letter. I was invited there to PE and Utenek. I met Shukri Jiva. And he tell me I want to speak to you. He say, I pay 300,000 rand per person. And I say, what you talking? And almost 1 million he paid for himself, his wife and his son. So I asked him, you made special Hajj, special service? He said, no, none special. I shook my head. I say, write down all your complaints. I know you're too frightened. I'll send it all out. And then Sahuk died. But the Sahuk guys are there. You understand? They want to come in through the back door. I see the TTW there, you see, in Durban. World of Travel and Flywheel. They three merged. And now they're inviting the Sahuk members to join them. That's a smart move. I must tell you, Flywheel, TTW and your World of Travel. So now you're going to take the good guys out of Sahuk and bring them into your camp under your auspices and so forth. And that will break Sahuk. But don't, even if they join you, we will still make sure that they must pay that 48 million. That I'm making clear. That if they don't pay, we take them to court. You must remember these things here. So we're not going to leave them. Like, how are you guys leaving this Amanat and Babrur and all that? You must take them to court. That's what I tell you. You must remember these things here. So the point we are making here is this. All that is fairy tales, that if you make Umrah, then Hajj is compulsory. There's no such thing like that. For Hajj is big conditions and all that.
We say Jazakallah Khairan to Mufti Sahib. Final air break. Thereafter, we continue with the Q&A just till around 10 o'clock this evening.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, this person says that my husband is absolutely abusive. I've been very, very patient. No one has been able to assist me. Please advise.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Afzab, I can hear you clearly, but some listeners are sending in messages. They say they can't hear you clearly. Just come nearer to your mic, and Monli and all of you sort everything out there. We must be able to, all the listeners must hear the question and the answer, please. We don't want no mix up here. Okay, so you have the husband is a tinpot dictator and so forth, and then now she is in dire straits and nobody can help her. She went to this Maulana or that Jamiat and so forth. So we don't know what is the story, but this is our advices. I will advise you and your husband. Your husband, Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 4 verse 19. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, respect and justice. Imagine if your son-in-law has to ill-treat your daughter, then what you will do? You want to blow your gasket and everything. So you must treat your wife better than that. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honorable wife, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. All the ahadith she reported through the different chains of transmission, 2,210 ahadith, you must remember that. And that is Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. You got it? So now she, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. People say you can't take your wife's name. So that Aisha's name is mentioned 2,210. Then what are you going to say about that? Hazrat Maryam's name is mentioned 34 times in the Quran. Chapter 19 is dedicated to her, 98 verses. Isa alayhi salam's name is mentioned, Nami, Ismail Grami, 25 times. So that argument doesn't hold weight, that because he never had a father, so therefore that is Isa ibn Maryam. So if you study it, yes, you can say it's better not to use the name. And that is, but to say it's haram and that's totally incorrect. You must remember that. So remember Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala says, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khayrukum khayrukum li ahalikum, wa ana khayrukum li ahli. The best of you are the best of you to your wives, your children. And I, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best to my wives and my children. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So therefore we need to be very clear on these issues here. So remember, sister, if he's abusing you or assaulting you, just go to the police and lay a charge of assault. Islam does not say that your husband must use you as a punching bag and assault you and this. And our Maulana, Jamiyat, myself, we can't do anything. We don't have any executive power. Ours is all consultative business. We can just give you advisory capacity. We don't have any powers. So just suggestions and advices. So go and lay a charge. Gender-based violence is considered a major crime. So yeah, in South Africa. So that will be my advice to you.
Mufti Sahib, is there dua that one can read from now whilst, you know, hoping to reach the month of Ramadan?
100% read, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. They say it's 100 days only left for Ramadan. Now you see that we are already 20th of Jumad al-Ula, so 10 days. Then after that, Jumad al-Akhirah, then Rajab Shaban. So 100 days plus minus, give or take, little bit this way, that way. So read now with me. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, balighna, spare us. Let us reach Ramadan, the spiritual greatest month of the Islamic calendar. The awliyaullah, 6 months before Ramadan would come, they would beg Allah. When Ramadan came, during the month of Ramadan, in the next 5 months, then they would cry, beg Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa tilawatana wa jamia malina as-salihah ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, our siyam, our qiyam, our Quran tilawat, our tarawih, our righteous deeds, everything you accepted, jamia amalina as-salihah ya rabbal alameen. So that is how the awliyaullah used to beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala.
Mufti Sahib, Is it permissible to give clothes as zakat?
You can give clothes if they are brand new or if they are second hand, they're in good condition. Not you give torn and tattered clothes, the guy wear his socks, he can see his toes and all that. You give them gloves and all that, they can see their fingers. So that is not zakat there. That is khabis. Quran calls it khabis. Wala tayammamul khabis. There, do not make intention when you give the poor people of khabis things. The food is rotten, the food is stinking, now you want to give the poor person. It's not permissible that. We must fulfill our duty with beauty. Inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. Sahih, authentic hadith. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Verily, Allah Jalla Wala is pure, and Allah only accepts that which is pure. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات. You see that? When you spend in the path of Allah, then spend the one that is tayyib, halal, and so forth, then Allah will accept it out of His grace, mercy, and benevolence.
This person says that my husband does not spend on me for anything, like how a husband spoils his wife. I spent all my inheritance on him, even my savings, and sold my wedding jewels for him. It's a long story, Mufti Saab, and she wants a divorce now.
So you must remember that if your husband is not spending on you and he took all your money, if he took it with your permission, then we can't do much. But if he stole it from you and so forth, then you must take whatever you can take and so forth. Even now, my suggestion to you, when he's gone to work, whatever you can take of his, you must take. Quran Kareem states, فَمَنِ اِتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. If somebody steals from you, in your shop, in your house, in your, and whatever, and he's gone beyond the limits, or she's gone beyond the limits, then you must take their wealth, their goods, and take it for you. You see that? Islam doesn't stand for revenge. Islam stands for justice. You must remember that. So if you want divorce and so forth and your story is true, then nobody can blame you. So go to your local jamiats and tell them that this husband is a terrible person, and he will say no, he don't want to give divorce. Then you go for fasakh. Fasakh means that they must annul the marriage. They will call him. They will have a court case and so forth and so on. And thereafter, you must remember, then they will pass the verdict. They have to hear both sides' stories, and then they will give the verdict, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, this person says, is it permissible for me as a salesman working for a dealership to earn a percentage of the dealer incentive commission? Is the percentage halal income?
Not permissible. You cutting a deal with that customer there and say that we will make the deal like this and I will get this commission and so forth. And he, the real owner, and that doesn't know that you're making the deal with him. So that's not permissible. Yes, if the dealer, the owner, the person who's in charge of that franchise is not permissible in Islam, but I'm just using the word for you. So you must remember that now the person in charge of that, yeah. So now what happens that he tells you, he's giving you incentive. Every car you sell, you'll get 5,000 then. Every car you sell, you'll get 2,000 then. So then you sell and you take that money, then it's permissible, no. So there must be no unda danda. You and the client, you'll cut a deal. And he, the owner, does not know, that is not permissible.
Mufti Saab, this Mu'allima wants to know, what advice can she give to her students as madrasas are going to be closing shortly?
So today I went to read Asr Salat here in the Khanka. So then there's some reasons and all that. Anyway, so then I was reading Quran because I wanted to go to Sufi Masjid. So there I wanted to meet somebody also. So cut long story short, so one student came out. Oh, Mufti Saab, how are you? So I'm wondering, who's this? So I asked him, what's your name, bhai? He's a youngster, he's very excited, he met me, I could see. He said, my name is Muhammad Muhyiddin. I said, mashallah, you got good, you understand, name, beautiful name. He said, please give me advice. I said, I give you one sentence advice. Muallima, apa, ustaji, all learn this one line advice. Every day remind your students. So I told him, I read after me. I said, now, I asked him, what you doing here in the Khanka? He said, I started first year Alim course. I said, very good. I said, now read from today. Every day, two rakat, salat, namaz, nafil, and then read. Allahumma ij'alni min al-maqbulin. Ya Allah, accept me for your deen. You see. I said, read. He one shot, he read it. You see, he's a Hafiz. So Allah gave him good memory also. So every day read. For past 40, 50 years, I'm reading with Allah's help. So we read 2 rakat salat. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen. What can we do, Ya Allah? We good for nothing. We simple, Simon. Yesterday, I spoke to a person in Blackburn. So I can take his name also. Maulana Bilal Nadat. I told him I came there 3-4 times to Blackburn Ramadan. He said, yes. I said, you the person used to bring your 2 sons and I said, yes. I said, MashaAllah, that it was so nice to see you with your 2 sons in the masjid. Say, my son is doing final year. Now imagine we speaking here and he's listening to us there in London, Blackburn. So who does all this? Only Allah, what we can do? So we can't do anything without the tawfiq and mercy and grace of Allah. So always read 2 rakat salat. Ya Allah, use us for your deen in that field which is the best for us, Ya Allah. Make me a hafiz, make me a alim, make me sheikh, make me tablighi, make me person in the khanka, make me do well for work, let me do jihad, let me slaughter and send some Jews straight to the hell and so forth. So Ya Allah, you know what is best, you see. So that is what we must do every day. And for plural, you father, mother, so say, Allahumma ij'alna min al-maqbooleen. Ya Allah, grant us a grant, make us from those who are your accepted servants for the khidmah and service of the deen, liwajikal kareem, for your love and your pleasure. Sheikh, Fadilatu Sheikh, Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, Nawwarallahu marqadahu, came to Karachi. So then they gave advices to the teachers and students. I was there. He said, I'm speaking to you for 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is. He's a busy man, he was, you know, that Allah kafiara, what the person he was. He said, 3 advices I give you. Number one, O students, adopt the quality of ikhlas. What is ikhlas? Sincerity. Khalwat mein, jalwat mein, a'mal ka barabar hona. In private and public, our actions must be the same. Haji Bhai Padia used to say, Rahimullah, another waliullah, he passed away in 98. So he used to say, when the old markaz was there in junction, he used to say, some brothers, they only function when they come to junction. Then they want to come near Bhai Mota, who used to call him Bhai Mota, Bhai Padia, and they did extra namaz, they'll make some extra tasbih, shake their head and all that, you see. He was a genius, he knew that these people are putting on the show. So that is not ikhlas. Ikhlas is our actions must be consistent, private and public. Second one, he said, istighna. We who belong to the fraternity of ulama and students, we have disgraced ourselves by going to the rich, rich people. You see that? See how they go to the rich people. They make half ruku to them because they're expecting some money from him, 100,000 rand, 50,000 rand, and so forth and so on. Now when I went to Rustenburg, somebody came and told me, how much you want? I said, I don't want anything. Understood? I said, I don't want your money. What will I do with your money? He said, no, I got a lot of zakat money. I said, no, I don't take zakat. So you see, people, they put you through this test and so forth. So you must remember these kind of things there. So we must not, people come on their own and give, that's fine. But you go as a Molvi, as a Molana, as a Sheikh, shop to shop, shop to shop. Zillatul ulama indal aghniya. This is disgrace for you, remember that. And third one, al-ikhtisas. Become a specialist in a certain field. You like tafsir, become a specialist. You like hadith, become a specialist. You like fiqh, jurisprudence, become a specialist. You like history, become a specialist. You like the Arabic language, become a specialist. See, he who can teach the Arabs Arabic. Such a great scholar, alim he was, the Imam of the Haram, you should take his name, وَقَالَ فَضِيلَةُ الشَّيْخِ أَبُو الْحَسَنَ لِلنَّدْوِي حَفِظَهُ اللَّهِ. Then these kings and that put a stop to it. He wrote in his own book. So remember, that was Fadilatul Shaykh Abu al-Hasan Nadwi's advices, that first, ikhlas, second, istighna. You apa, don't go to all these rich, rich people. You see that? You must teach your students that also. You see our Maulvis, our sheikhs, ulama, majority of them, Arab world, India, Pakistan, South Africa, Britain, They have to make mudahana. They have to compromise, because they have to worry of their sponsors. They have to worry about their well-wishers and so forth. So they can't speak the truth. You see that? So that is khiyanat in deen. That is being a traitor in deen. Understand this thing. And then third one, that we become a specialist. Allah Jalla Wala give us all tawfiq. Ameen.
I mean, Mufti Sahib, is it true that our females have to be taught Surah An-Nur or Ayat An-Nur?
Surah An-Nur, chapter 24, 64 verses. Mother Aisha Siddiqa said so. When I was in Newcastle for 20 years, January 81 to 2001, I taught them twice is definite, the whole Surah An-Nur for the ladies, and maybe thrice also. And I taught the men also with Allah's help. Here in Tafsir, we did it four times, five times with Allah's help. You see that? So Surah 24, Surah Nur, and 64 verses, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sahib, Zadi, Ladli, Beti, beloved daughter, Zawja Mutahara, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha used to say, Allimu nisa'akum Surat al-Nur, teach your female Surah Nur. If you want reference, go open Sheikh Sabuni's kitab, Rawayul Bayan fi Ahkam al-Quran, go open Safatu Tafasir, go open Tanwirul Adhan. So we over 10, 20 tafsir plus mine. I got 10 of his tafsir plus minus, you must remember that. Different things he wrote, you see that, subhanallah. In the past 60, 70 years, one of the greatest commentators of the Noble Quran, our honorable beloved Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, rahimahullah, used to kiss his hand and forehead, and the dars used to start, mashallah. He came to Darul Newcastle twice also, alhamdulillah.
Mufti Sahib, if a man chats to a woman that's not his wife for many years without physical contact, is that an affair Islamically?
100% haram, and we must give you a good punishment. Quran Kareem states, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not even go near fornication, adultery. That's a cyber relationship. What do you call it, brother? To use your new term. You're sending emails to the females and you're chatting with her on WhatsApp. You're selling her SMSs and so forth and so on. And you want to tell me it's not an affair? 100% affair. When Islam wants to solve a social problem or any problem, Islam does not go to the fruits. You see that? Now in South Africa, they got what? AIDS pandemic. Give everybody a condom. That is the kuffar mentality. Islam says go to the roots. Do not even go near fornication. Do not even go near adultery. You cannot even shake the hand of the opposite gender when you are strangers. Go read, my brother, Quran Sharif, chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, the 15th Subara, verse 32. Chapter 17, verse 32. Wala taqrabu zina. Do not even go near fornication. What you doing is fornication, cyber. You're not inserting the private and so forth, but you, this is the stepping stone to zina, fornication, adultery. So do not even go near it. Innahu kana fahisha. It is something obscene, indecent. Somebody has to do that to your daughter, what you will say? Keep her hanging for 4 years. Wasa asabila. It's a horrible way ended. Islam said, wala muttakhidina akhdan. وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانِ. Both ways Allah mentioned. There's no place for girlfriend, there's no place for mistress, there's no place for spare wheel, there's no place for toy boy, joy boy, sugar daddy, all that haram. If you take South Africa today, majority of the children that are born are haramis. That's why you got so many problems from 10 years old upwards. Go to your school, thousands of the girls are pregnant and so forth, you see. Then the teacher, principal, parent will say, Lungile, go make abortion. One vice after another vice after another vice, and then you wonder what's wrong with South Africa. Go to France, go to Brazil, same thing you will see there. In Brazil, I saw, you will remember, they got special school for all these bees, all the haram children. Teaching them how to play soccer. You see that? Instead of teaching them writing, they teach them all this. Score the goal and you become a millionaire. You become another Pele. You see that? A harami is from the top to the bottom. Then what you expect? You must remember this thing.
Mufti Sahib, watches should be worn on the right hand or on the left hand?
I met Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu. He was a great Mufti, one of the greatest jurors produced in the subcontinent, Indo-Pak. and used to wear gold color spectacles. You know, I used to love wearing gold, but now I changed a little bit. We're getting old now, you see. He was old. He passed away well in his 80s. So he used to wear gold color one. It's not genuine gold. It's just plated gold. Then his watch he used to wear sometimes in the right hand and sometimes in the left hand. If you know Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, to show the students and that, because people will see what he's doing. So in Islam, you can wear it right hand, left hand, high weight left hand. Some people like it right hand. They say the Tablighis, they like it right hand. You see that? So both is permissible. You know, watches like how we got wristwatch and all that. So both is totally acceptable. No problem with that. You wear right hand, your wife wear left hand or vice versa. Others is recht. Don't worry about that.
Mufti Sahib, the parents have been divorced for a very long while. The father does not support the children. The mother takes care of them. And the children don't want to have anything to do with the father. What's Mufti Sahib's advice?
In Islam, it's not what I say, you say, and he says, and she says. In Islam, what does the Quran Sharif say? What does the Sunnah Mubarakah say? Chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the B, verse 44. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَى We reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reminder, the Quran Sharif. Why? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ So you must explain in detail to the people and the masses. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ What was revealed for them, so that they wonder, ponder and reflect. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith sahih, authentic hadith, in al-adabul mufrad by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. You must keep good ties with your parents. وَإِنْ ظَلَمَا وَإِنْ ظَلَمَا وَإِنْ ظَلَمَا Even though they made zulam on you, they oppressed you, they did not fulfill their rights, but you have to keep good contact with them. So for you children, sons, daughters, to say, Father, go to hell, go fly a kite and all that. You're not paying for our school. You're not paying for our food, our shelter, our rental, our water lights, medication, education. So remember, all that is wrong. But there two wrongs don't make a right. So that does not justify you severing ties with your father. Understand that. Quran says, chapter number 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 22-23, In tawallaytum, now you're a big shot doctor, degree, and us. And tufsidu fil ardi wa tuqatti arhamakum, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, and you sever the family ties. Your own biological father, you don't make salam kalam. He dies, you don't. I got incidents now. 3 days the father died, the children didn't even know he died. He's living alone. After 3 days they found the father's body. You want that to happen, son? You want that to happen to your father or daughter? وَتُقَطِّيُ أَرْحَامَكُمْ When you sever the family ties, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ Those are the people Allah Ta'ala's curse is upon them. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ Allah makes them spiritually deaf. وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ And spiritually blind. We must remember that. So that is Surah 47. That is chapter Surah Muhammad. After the Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nami ismigrami. Verses 22 and 23. So he's wrong, but that does not justify that you're severed ties with him. That's not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to feed birds with the intention of sadaqah?
100% every day we're doing here. And the birds are getting nice and fat also. So I'm increasing the amount also. So you must remember Dawood Mota, he works here. He say, why you give them so much? I say, Dawood, you're getting wages. You don't spend on anybody. So what you want, I mustn't spend. Then he just walks away. You see that? We mustn't only learn lam se le. We must learn dal se de. Muslim must become an asset to the creation of Allah. Al khalqu iyalullah. That the entire creation is the family of Allah. فَمَنْ إِسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوا فَلْيَنْفَعُوا Another hadith in Muslim Sharif, that when you can benefit humanity, you can benefit creation, benefit them. So mashallah, for me, it's a joy I behold, you see. Further time I go, we sit here, 4 o'clock, we come here, and then till quarter to 5, 20 to 5, nice, 20 to 5, we leave, 20 to quarter to, and then we go to the masjid, you see. Then Muhammad Khan picks me up, then I told him the birds are waiting, all on the roof. So I just look at them, they're waiting for their breakfast. So then quickly I go there and give them the food, you see. Then I go upstairs and see how they busy. They busy one way. In 2 minutes, 5 minutes, they clean everything up. You see that? So you can see how hungry they are. And one tire is all the food. One tire is all the water. So you must do that. Become an asset to the creation of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala will reward us. Kullu ma'roofin sadaqah. That is Islam. Every good deed is charity, brother. So jaisi niyat, waisi barakah. You spend on the creation of Allah, Allah will give you more and more. Who is the minister of finance in Islam? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. He is the leader, ruler of the Muslims. Minister of Finance is the Muazzin. Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi radiallahu anhu warda. Open Shama'il al-Tirmidhi. In there you will find he, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving advice to his Minister of Finance. Anfiq ya Bilal. Anfiq ya Bilal. Oh Bilal, spend from the Baytul Mal, the public treasury. فَلَا تَخْشَ مِنْ ذِي الْأَرْشِ إِقْلَال. Bilal, إِقْلَال. Do not fear that the public treasury will get depleted. Allah is a controller, possessor, owner of the arsh and the throne of Allah. Allah's treasures unlimited. So we will take from Allah's unlimited treasures and spend on the creation of Almighty Allah. That is our Islam. Allah give us tawfiq. Last question, Afzal.
Jai Mufti Sahib says, please advise our young imams, after termination of salah, they immediately get up and walk away, yet musallis are still sitting.
So remember that, that's wrong. The imam must teach the congregation, you said the sunnah, du'as and so forth. See, I tell you imam five things and you're not doing it. Majority of you I see, wherever I go, 90% I don't see you're doing it. Number one, before the first salat start, stow, i'tadilu, safed durus farma lije. Stand straight and rectify, stand straight in your sufuf. I was in Heidelberg now, Jummah. So then I tell them, straighten the rows, please. Number two, everybody switch off your cell phones. How many imams are doing that? If you get 10-20%, you'll be lucky. But that is, we must do that. Then when you finish your first salat, then you must turn towards the congregation. That's a sunnah which we abandon. In siraful imam ila jihatil anam. Your back will face the qibla and you will face the imam people. And the hadith in Tirmidhi. And Jabir ibn Samurata radiallahu anhu qal, he says, inna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha salla salatan aqbala alayna bi wajhihi. He is to face us with his mubarak chihra-i anwar. If you want an academic discussion, go open Ahsanul Fatawa, Mufti Rashid Ahmad, beautiful fatwa on this he wrote. I don't see the imams doing that. Only Fajr time and Asr time, that also they face crooked, that we must face the people. And it's sunnah after all five salats. Then you must read the du'as. Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Read it but loud also. Ta'aliman lil musalleen, to educate them. Then sometimes make the dua, sometimes don't make the dua. So but every day you just walk out, that is not sunnah. So you must remember that your aim as the imam is not just to collect the wages. You must be the muallim, you must be the teacher, you must be the nasih. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. I give you nasiha, but you don't like the nasiha, Anbiya used to say. So what the imam, they just interested quick. Majority of the young imam, very disappointing. They just run away quick, not interested, you see that. Just bring the pages and so forth. We're going to play paddle and do this upside down, you see. Wallahu al-musta'an, Allah have mercy on us. So I don't say all, but I'll say many, you see that. So next up, what we got here, we got Hafiz Yusuf Kala. You see, we got Hafiz Yusuf Kala. Whichever number you want to play, you play there, my brother, you see that. And thereafter, we got in Urdu, Mufti Muhammad Ali Falahi. The importance of inheritance in Urdu. And then 11 to 12, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki al-Shaheed, his lecture. Then 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, Morana Salim Karim, Allah reward him and his appa and family. Junaid Mota will be here 2 o'clock, inshallah. I'll come down 4:05, inshallah. We'll have tafsir. Then we will have news, views, interviews. Then we will go for Fajr, come back. And then 5:30, inshallah, will be the Q&A. So make dua for us, make dua for the Ummah, make dua Allah Ta'ala protect the Muslims in India, in Sudan, in Palestine, and the Burmese Muslims, the Rohingya Muslims, and everywhere throughout the world. Ameen. Barakallahu fiqh. How many parts? 2 parts for the podcast. You prepare it up, Lukolo. And you, Suleiman Esop, send it to me. Suleiman Esop, 9-10 years, no wife. Anybody wants to get married? You're 30 years old, 25 years old, no children. And you want to stay with Suleiman and his mother? We perform your nikah this weekend, inshallah. I'm available this weekend. So, Suleiman, I put in a good word for you. Ameen. Jazakallah khairah fi zawadi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say shukran wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Mufti Sahib, as well as to the directors, sound engineers, and the esteemed listeners that have tuned into this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies. Until next time, we say wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi fi amani lama assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.